New Jersey father Ricardo Rivera was fed up with the restrictive medical marijuana program under Governor Chris Christie. So he embarked on a crowd-funded research trip to Colorado to learn more about extracting cannabis oil for his daughter.
Her name is Tatiana Tuffy Rivera. She's an angel warrior, as I call her. She suffers from a very severe condition called Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. It's one of the most severe forms of epilepsy that's around. And she was basically having over 300 seizures per day, 25 to 30 full grandma seizures, which are the ones that when children fall to the ground or, you know, the patient falls to the ground and they have the convulsions. And she would have that 25 to 30 times a day. And we decided to get into cannabis because she had been on so many different combinations of drugs. She was on over 25 different combinations of drugs. We have been battling this condition now since she was 10 months. She's now 8 years old. She's been on cannabis now for an entire year. She's doing much better. But the problem is the program itself in New Jersey is just a failure. So we're looking at different options, and Colorado is one of them, definitely. So the mission of the trip was to just basically come out here, explore things, learn from the best of the best in the world. I mean, you have so many people here that are so knowledgeable, that have been doing this for such a long time. And for me to bring back that knowledge back to New Jersey to help other parents.
In New Jersey, Rivera spent thousands of dollars getting three separate doctors to approve medical marijuana for Tuffy. Cannabis extracts are not sold in the state's three dispensaries, so he does his own extractions on the kitchen stove. A typical ounce of bud costs more than $500, so getting the right strains and dosages is a constant struggle.
So let me ask you to talk a little bit more about what happens right now when you send Tuffy off to school in the morning.
Okay, so I give her her cannabis first early in the morning, right before I go to work. Then she gets her pharmaceuticals an hour later, and the reason for that is so the receptors aren't blocked by the pharmaceutical drugs. So then by 12 o'clock, usually when she's home, she gets her second dose. Unfortunately, she's at school at 12 o'clock. It's a drug-free school zone, but she is prescribed cannabis. So we're not allowed to actually have a nurse give it to her there at school. Despite us having the cards, the prescription, everything else, she is not allowed at all.
And it's not like she would be in possession of it. Have a nurse be in possession.
Yeah, she's not going to be smoking a bong in a bathroom. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's not happening, you right. know? Like, they just need to give my daughter her oil because she's actually having more seizures at school than she is at home. And I'm supposed to be sending my daughter to school knowing that she's safe. We may end up having to just keep her home where she's safer, where she has her medication. But then she's going to be deprived of some form of education.
The Colorado General Assembly updated the rules here last month. State Representative Jonathan Singer, a social worker and educator who represents Longmont and the surrounding area, worked on the legislation.
It's now legal in Colorado for parents to be able to give their kids medical marijuana without a doctor's recommendation or a private medical professional can be giving a child their medical marijuana on school property. So now kids with seizures, kids with cancer, kids with any kind of serious medical condition can be able to take their medical marijuana and not have to choose between going to school or taking their medicine.
What do you expect in terms of school district participation?
Well, now school districts have the explicit authority to actually create rules and procedures to make sure that they can allow kids to attend their schools. And the big thing here is whether or not schools really pick up the ball and run with it, or whether they sit on their hands and continue with what I think a lot of schools are doing, which is basically a don't ask, don't tell policy with medical marijuana, where they allow parents or other medical professionals to administer medicine to kids, or whether they actually basically ignore the law and kick kids out of school. At this point, they may have to choose between whether or not they're going to follow state law or follow federal law, which is the murky water that all of us in Colorado have been in for really the last 15 years, and whether or not they want to provide services for kids or whether they're going to turn their back on kids.
While Rivera may move his family here if necessary, he has no illusions that Colorado cannabis will solve Tuffy's problems. And he doesn't want to give up on his home state just yet.
So at the end of your trip, as you're heading home today, do you feel hopeful?
As far as what, the laws changing in Jersey itself? No. because Governor Christie already said it's not going to happen. Do I see something positive happening sooner than later? Not with Christie in office. Once he's out of office, then things will change. But, you know, we'll keep chipping away at people below him. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And we're going to continue to do that in order to help these children of the future so they don't end up like my daughter, so they don't end up like all these other children that have left the state of New Jersey. We're just going to have to keep chipping away until either we leave or we just belly up. And I'm not bellying up because I'm from Jersey.
Representative Singer is in demand nationally as a speaker on marijuana-related policymaking. He hopes Colorado can be a model that demonstrates an effective balance between regulation and treatment for sick patients.
You know, Colorado is what I like to call, we are the fulcrum of the tipping point. And I think if we keep doing this responsibly and can share this with the rest of the nation, I think the tipping point will move a lot faster.
For KGNU, I'm Gavin Dahl.